Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved, incredibly, incredibly sexy people. Okay, we have a special offering today. Again, beautiful Suzanne has agreed to tape her session, and what I'm getting already is that it's about money. So I'll be interested to hear what Suzanne has to say. But, you know, when I do this, one of the reasons I do these tape sessions is so that you can have the new and latest information coming in while I'm traveling. The second reason is that I'm told that this particular person can help bring something forward for the entire community. So those are the two intentions behind offering these beautiful things. Before we start, I would like to invite everyone to please join me on the third installment of the webinars, and this one is entitled, It Is My Time Now. You know, we've been focused on focusing love, which is bringing us into our empowerment, and this is my time now. And, of course, Creation Station is coming up. If anyone is still called at the last minute to pop in, call me, email me, pay for it, whatever steps you want to do to check out whether you actually should be here. So, Ms. Suzanne, welcome.
Thank you, Dee.
And thank you for serving. You know?
Yeah, well, and when you asked if you could tape it, I felt like it was important that it was coming through the channel and there was something important for more than just me. I felt that too. So I'm honored to do this.
Well, thank you. Out of the next, I think it was 10 privates, they told me two people, you being one, really had something to offer around what we were going to get to. So I'm interested, since I'm being told it's around money, is that up for you?
Oh, spot on, yes. well, it's interesting. I got a small inheritance that had lifted me out of survival, but then the money flow from other ways has for the past month, particularly once I started focusing on self-love and the red dot, something's shifting. And so I started doing the breathing exercise around I am money and sending love to money, but I think there's something that is tied into.
Yes, okay. So I want to show you how your words have already told you what a lot of it's about, which is why I say to you all, if you'll watch your thoughts, if you'll watch the words you say to somebody else, if you just sit down and put an imaginary person across from you and go, you know, this is what's going on with money in my life, and tape it and play it back, oftentimes you will hear exactly what you need to hear. For example, I got a small inheritance which, and I want you to listen to these words, lifted me out of survival. But then the other money that usually comes in dried up. So whenever I get enough to lift me out of survival, it has to dry up to keep me in survival.
Ow.
Yeah. So you stated not the whole thing, but a big part of the core right there. The second thing that you've given me already is you went back to then self-love and the red dot. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you didn't consistently stay in the work when the inheritance came in. Is that true or not?
No, that doesn't.
Did you kind of relax and go, oh, I can relax now?
Well, there was a little bit, yeah, there was a little bit of that.
Okay, there's a two-parter here. One, when things are going really, really well, we stop creating. We go, oh, well, look, I did it. And we forget that creation, what our lives are going to be 3 weeks and 3 months from now is being created right now. So you have to be in the continual conscious creation of your amazing life. So the more good you create, the more you stay in the creation process. Do you understand?
Yeah. Well, and I have been creating prosperity in other ways. You know, like I moved back from Ireland, and I had house sittings showing up.
But again, this is kind of keeping you in survival. This is not like, wow, I've got an influx of money coming in here.
Yes. No, I'm ready to shift this.
Well, see, and I get a no on that. So that's what we want to get to.
Yeah, because I feel like there's some fear around going out of survival. There's something.
Actually, the highest word is guilt. And they're saying, go to your mom. Before we do that, the other thing about self-love and the red dot is, you see, you don't do the exercise to get anything other than the experience of living in the state of love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to make that really clear because people are already, you know, we're going into the third stage, which is you can assign something to the red dot like money. But the whole point is, can you send love to the red dot of money with absolutely no expectation, the same way you did when it was just a red dot? And that's the tricky part, you see, when you can just be in the state of love and hold money, you will know that money is an emotional creation just like everything else. The more you're in the state of love around you and around life itself, the more you create everything in your life. Okay, so why would your mom have made you feel guilty about money, or was she guilty about money, or was she reckless with money and not responsible? That could also create guilt. So just talk to me about when you were a little girl, what your experience with your mom, and then your dad comes into it also. But your mom is the hook in about how we're going to get there.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, my parents divorced when I was before I could remember, and so we lived on alimony from my father, which was not, you know, he was a professional, so, you know, he provided a decent thing. But for my mother, I trace it back to her mother came from a very wealthy family that lost everything in the San Francisco earthquake of 1906, and so went from, you know, and so my mother carried this, like, well, I should be able to have more. There should be more. There's never enough. And then,
okay, but I want you to see something. Okay,
yeah.
So you got enough money, would you, from your dad, would you say you were rich or enough money to live comfortably?
Enough money to live comfortably.
Okay, so I'm happy. Everything's great. My mom and dad get divorced. And in some way, the money falls out. And the money falls out, or we get the money because of a failed relationship. So I want you, we're going more toward the failed relationship because that's where the guilt is.
Yeah, because there was just a lot of anger, too, around money. My mother was angry and used money, I think, as a weapon, you know, asking, you know, wanting to get more money from my father.
Well, sure.
To punish him.
Yeah. And so if you're a little girl watching all this and you go, oh, mommy's using money to punish daddy and I love both of them, what do you automatically feel about money, Suzanne?
Guilty.
Well, and it's dirty and it's bad.
And it's scary.
Why?
I don't know. That's just the word that came to me. Well, I think also because my mother was so crazy around money, there was a real crazy energy that was frightening.
Absolutely, it was frightening. And to a little girl, it's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, we're not going to live. Literally,
yeah.
That's the word they're giving me. I'm not going to live if there's not more money. But yet there's a lot of guilt about having more money because it hurts daddy. So I better just hold myself in that place of just having enough because then I don't have to feel guilty, but at least I can survive. Now,
yeah, well, I can feel all this energy coming out of my heart as there's stuff. I can really feel this.
Good. Well, that's a really good affirmation that we're on the right track. Because when you feel stuff like that, it's just, you know, automatic that you are shifting energy around it. That was really exacerbated. And I want you to think in genetic terms and remember, according to our channel, genetic is when everybody agrees with an idea. I agree with the idea that cancer runs in the family. I agree with the idea that I get money and then I have to lose it, which keeps me in survival. Because that's what your mom's family did. They had all
right.
this money and they lost it. And then they had to go into survival mode. So
yes.
There is a belief, a genetic belief that runs through your family that anytime you have to get money, you have to lose it, spend it, use it, abuse it in some way so that you hold yourself in survival.
Yeah, and throw in my father being Irish, I think it comes from both sides.
Well, it does, and well, they're giving me the word hoarding.
What word?
Hoarding. Like, you know,
yeah.
If I hoard my money, I know I'm safe. That was more your dad's side of the family.
Yes. Ooh, this is all, I can feel that one, too. It's like.
There's another piece we haven't gotten to. We're going to the sheets. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet. 1, 2, 5. Hang on, I'm getting there. Yeah, okay. Well, it's right in alignment with everything we're talking about on the shows here. I am the highest answer. I am healed. So you have to bring everything in balance around this. You have to be the parent now. You have to be the boss saying, this is the rule, that I allow myself to walk out of survival and into abundance. This is who I am. This is the God of me from the gut of who I am. And you know, on the shift call last night, the huge piece of information that came through was we have to marry our heart and our gut power and bring them together as one energy.
Well, and yesterday where I stayed, I met a man, a retired therapist who's very tapped in spiritually, and he says, I think it's really in the gut. And then I listen to you, and you're going, the gut. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, well, that's, again, that's the universe going, you want a little affirmation, Suzanne?
Yeah, oh, no, no. I was like, oh, no, I caught on right away. I was like,
yeah,
my God, it's coming, you know. Yes. Well, and I do feel the universe is there for me.
That's a true statement, and you have not shifted in your gut that you are the universe of you also.
I have shifted in my gut what?
You have not shifted in your gut that you are the universe of you also.
Yes.
That you come forward for you. That you create you in every way. And that's the responsibility that we've been talking about, ever since my work started. That's the core of it. If you don't take responsibility for the fact that you're the creation of money, that you're the creation of shifting all these beliefs that we've just gotten to, nobody else is going to do it. You get to do it, and you get to be the power that brings that heart knowingness together with the power in your gut. And what they're saying is basically this is a great representation of masculine, feminine, and child energy coming together. When the heart and it's that, you know, it's literally the snap of a finger. It's that shift of going, you know, I say the words and I know the principle that I'm the highest answer. But, oh, my God, I'm the freaking highest answer. That's it. There's nothing else to do but me to come forward from me in the creation of me, and then the universe can come in all its glory and partner with us. So everybody listening, stay conscious around everything we've talked about, around what any and all limiting messages you received around money when you were a child, around the victimness, the abundance, the ease, the effortlessness, any message you received around you deserve it or you don't deserve it, we're claiming the symbol, I am. I am the divine love that shifts this now. And so it is. Okay.
Whew.
Now, there's another subject, Suzanne, that dovetails in with money that they want to go to.
My work.
Well, your work is a representation of what this is. But it's not the work itself. It's why you're having the issues at work. So, hold on, Sheets. But can you give me a song, please?
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
I want to be in your mind.
Me and Tiny Tim.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, we're not going to Tiny Tim, but we are going to, tiptoeing through the tulips is, I'm afraid I'm going to break him. I've got to be really careful. I'm not forging the path. It's namby-pamby creation. And creation is not soft and gentle. Creation is powerful and easy. Well, actually, they're correcting me. They're saying it's the wholeness of both. So we're bringing the focus love in with the power. And whatever's going on at work, you're not being your powerful self behind it. You're kind of like, you know, and they're showing me somebody kind of tiptoeing softly, you know, and they really would like you to carry a big stick a little more. So talk to me about what's going on at work.
Well, I have my own work. I have my own business. Creativity goes wild.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love that.
I know.
Well, okay, can you live your frickin' statement there?
Yeah, go wild.
Yeah, you're not living that.
Well, it's also, it's a double, it includes taking people into nature. That's part of the wildness. But it's also about helping people go wild with their creativity. So, yes, I need, I am choosing to go wild.
Well, yeah, you have to go out and be the crazy, joyful leader here that actually does what she, or lives, or is the being of what she's teaching. We always teach what we need to know more. You know, we were talking last night again that I find that I write things and taught things and spoke the words 5-7 years ago. Now I'm going, oh my God, that's what I meant. This is the power of this. And I'm sure 5 years from now we're going to expand into an even bigger understanding. That's what creation is, right?
Well, I really resonated with my time is now, because yeah. I think I had slipped into my time is over, and I felt like there was a kind of limbo.
Anybody over 50 should check
waiting
themselves.
To die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody over 50 should check themselves, because our society especially teaches you that you've reached your peak and you're on the down slide now. And if you're not really conscious that you're creating it a different way, then you're going to get caught in that.
Well, and it feels more around my work, because physically I feel like I'm getting younger and younger. But it almost felt like being able to have prosperity and abundance was the biggest part of that for me.
Okay. So could I ask how old you are?
61.
Okay. So, wow, you're at retirement age. Well, but isn't that ingrained in us?
As soon
as you turn 50, you start getting AARP and all that crap. Right?
Right.
And, oh, my God, do you have enough to retire? And you're at retirement age. What are you going to do? And I mean, we're just flipping inundated with this stuff unless we are consciously creating it another way. You know, my CPA looked at me and said, well, you know, Dee, you turned 65 in December, so we're going to file for Social Security and do all that. But you don't need it, because you're going to create till the day you die. That's just who you are. But why not use it? It's your money. So you can use the money to create more stuff, or you can use the money to create a lot more vacations in between the creation of the big stuff. And I love the way he put it. It's like, you know, keep creating, and use all the money that's coming to you for whatever you want to use it for, because in that way you've earned it. It's your money. Use it. But don't stop creating. And that's kind of what we were talking about at the first of the call. When things are going really well, you keep creating. When the universe, no, scratch that, when society says, well, you're at the age you don't create anymore and shouldn't create and don't have to create, you go, well, no, I'm not really going to lay down and die and, you know, wait for that day to come. I'm just going to move ahead.
Yeah, because on a conscious level, I actually have always felt that way. But there's
a message in there. Hold on, I'm going back to your dad again. Okay, so I'm going to the sheets. Am I going 1, 2? Going back to 3. Okay, you're not the highest answer. Your mom wasn't the highest answer. Your dad knew he was the highest answer. Your dad knew he was the one that had to create the money.
Mm.
And everybody depended on him to do it. So are you going to depend on you now? Or are you going to still, you know, think it's somebody else's
job? No, I'm dependent on me. I'm the girl. I'm the one.
That's right. The buck stops with you, baby.
Yes.
So can you bring your joy and your love into what you do and make it a really viable income for yourself? Yes, you can.
Yes. So, well, and I felt like the universe was, I recently got a bunch of emails from former client students saying how much they got out of working with me, and I felt like that was the universe saying, okay.
Okay, so what are you going to do with those?
Use them as testimonials.
Okay, when?
Well, now I have a beautiful website with about 50 testimonials already posted up there.
That's the first words they're giving me. They're old.
They're old. Okay. The energy's old.
That's true. You can keep them up there, but you need to keep updating them, and they're telling me the same thing. Fine. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, so I can do that. I can do that myself. I'm capable of posting new ones myself. So.
Okay, listen to your words. You're capable of doing everything yourself.
Yes, but I meant technologically.
Yes, okay.
That's something I'm actually really excited about. That I can actually do these things. That I've taught myself, learned how to do them.
As you should be.
Yes.
I'm pretty proud how far I've come in a year and a half and still got lots more to do. And I'm not sure I'm going to choose to do that. I like to spend time creating other ways, right? And that's okay with me. If I need to farm some stuff out to people, you know, I stopped at one point beating myself over the head with all of it and went, you know, Dee, that's just not who you are. You just don't want to do it. So accept you don't want to do it, but get somebody to do it so that you can go create more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what works for me. That makes me more money because I accept that. And you're really good at it, so use what you're good at to make more money. Now, you said a statement. We got off on a tangent somewhere else. You really can make money doing this. Creativity goes wild, right?
Pardon me? What I
that you're ready, willing, and able to make money with your business. But when I say you want to, need to, attract, never have a problem with, are able to, I get a no on all of them. Deserve it? No. So I want to see there's one thing that's making you fall out on all of those, and I want to get to it. So we're finding the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book, give me a song.
Hallelujah. Like the Leonard Cohen hallelujah.
how is that different than the Hallelujah?
Well, different from the Hallelujah chorus, like Handel's Messiah Hallelujah chorus.
Okay. How's it different?
You don't even care for music, do you? Oh, dear. Yeah,
actually, that's all they need.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the same, too.
And they're saying you just don't really care if you make more money. And that's what's dropping everything out. So why would that be?
I think it's tied to the part of me that doesn't want to be here anymore.
No.
No?
You don't want to be here.
Huh?
You don't want to be here anymore because it's tied to I don't care. It's kind of backwards. They are tied together, but you were going, I don't care if I make money because I don't care if I want to be here. And they're saying you really don't care if you want to be here because you don't care if you make money. Like the money comes first. If you can get to why you don't care about making the money, and they're screaming at me, I don't want to be like my mother.
Oh, God. Well, because she never made money.
Well,
that's not
no wonder
true.
Because she hated it, and she wanted to use it against people, and she wanted to make people pay for it, and she felt like she was entitled. So why would you? Shit, I wouldn't want to be like your mom either.
Yeah.
But you're holding it away from you, this person of love and higher consciousness, because you don't want to be like her. So I'm asking you, who's the one in charge then that gets to decide what they do with their money when they create it?
I am.
Yes. And you get to be responsible. You get to be loving with it. You get to bless the world with it.
Yes.
And
yeah.
No,
I'm tearing up at this point because that resonates so deeply.
So you've got, again, sweetheart, you've got to parent that little girl. And tell her we're not going to be like mommy, honey. We are going to be great. We are going to give. We are going to use our money to love. And we're going to do it in a way that takes people into nature and allows them to experience their love for themselves. This is a good thing that we're going to do with money. We're going to raise the consciousness of money. And we can't do that if we don't raise it within ourselves. So come along, little girl. Come along. I will take care of you. We will not ever be like mommy, because we get to choose to create ourselves.
Yeah, I have been talking to her, reassuring
good.
Her. But that and I did the I Love Me Play Shop, which is so beautiful, Dee.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I keep telling everybody it's the best.
Well, it's the power of it is it's all the information wasn't new, but between the experiences and it's delivered sequentially, so it opens up the experience, just the way there's a synergy to it, that
yes.
It's all delivered at once.
And they told me when I did it, the whole two-day workshop had to be an experience. So
yes.
That's really interesting to me that you use those words.
Yes. Well, and then I've been singing. I drive around singing, I love myself so much.
Yeah, isn't that a great song?
So I've been working on that, but I think this money piece and the whole thing about my mother is that feels like the deepest. It feels like the deepest place where I've been holding the unconsciousness of it, and so holding it away. That's
a true statement, and they want to take us to one more place, and then we'll have the complete picture. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets. Give me a movie.
The year of living dangerously.
You gotta love this work. Okay, so can you feel the excitement of living dangerously?
I can go wild in the danger.
That's right, baby. And so what would be the highest positive opposite of the word danger?
Safety.
A little higher, they're saying.
Yeah, I know. And the exuberance is coming to me.
Yeah. See, why do people like to go on a scary roller coaster? Because they get excited.
Right.
So if you had a coin, the same coin, one side would be danger and the other side would be excitement. Why do you think people fall out of planes and free fall and skydive and all that crap that we do to try and get a high? Because it's exciting.
And right, and what I'm hearing is you can live every moment in that.
Yeah, tiptoeing through the tulips, not so much.
Right.
Flying over the tulips, I mean literally you flying over the tulips, that could be pretty exciting if you could create that. So they're asking you, you're asking you to step out again. Step out. The net's already there, baby.
Yeah.
Because you're it. You're the net. You're the one that creates the safety. But see, go ahead.
Well, and then the creation of the process of feeling the excitement of kind of using the imagination and feelings to create the excitement in the creation process as I'm stepping out to support the creation process.
You kind of lost me. Can you put it simply there?
Well, there's, you know, the creation, there's the stepping out, but there's also the creation that creating energetically as.
Okay, what they're saying is the creation begins, the stepping out is the first step in the creation process.
Right,
after you take responsibility and you know what you want and you feel it and you commit to it, right, you have to step out.
Right.
You have to take action. But that comes from that shift in your gut.
So what action to take comes from that place?
The power to take the action comes from, I am the creation of me, and I am stepping out to create me in all the glorious, passionate ways, exciting ways, maybe even dangerous ways that rock my boat. That's who I am, and I'm doing it. Can you feel the power of that?
Yes.
Okay. And that is where we're all at right now. Are we going to shift that last little bit of, by God, by the God of me, I am doing this?
Yes.
Okay. We all have not brought that into balance and alignment. So I'm asking everybody before we do this, which God do you want to be? The God that keeps hearing this stuff? Or the God that goes to their heart and their gut and says, in love, I am powerful right now. So we are coming forward to commit, to choose, to ride the excitement of the life of being the God of me that is. I am stepping out now. It is my time now. And I do this with focused love because I know when I serve the world, I serve myself. And when I serve myself, I serve the world. And so it is.
Amen.
Amen, sister. And you shifted it. Good for you. The majority of people that will be listening to this will shift in that moment. And, you know, if you don't, it's okay. There'll be another moment. Because every single solitary moment you get to choose to step out. So you continue to choose to be the power of you that steps out.
Yes.
Money is a great, great tool. It's an emotional creation. The more you're in alignment with it, the way you want to be, not according to the roles or the messages that you have heard or seen in your life, but when you're in harmony yourself with really knowing and being the love that money can create in this world in a good, exciting, passionate way for yourself and everybody else, then not only does money drop from unexpected places, but you open yourself up to more divine inspiration and guidance so that more ideas come forward to help you create.
Yes.
And that's the way it works. So that focused love, that living in the experience of focused love, creates money. And then because you've been living there and focused on that, then these belief systems have to come to the surface because they're not in alignment with you holding yourself in that focused love. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do, because that's really what, since I started holding myself in focus love and the I Love Me Play Shop, all of that, then all of this stuff, and because I've been doing a lot of shifting, I've been doing working with the sheets and other stuff has been coming up, and I'm like, oh. And just...
See, and that's exciting to me.
Yeah.
When I uncover some big, silly, erroneous belief or fear that's been holding me back, I go, well, yippee.
I do too. I mean, I felt, because I feel like when I can see, I've been holding the focus and I can see things shifting in other parts of my life, just with people. And I've been focusing on the respect, validation, your whole mantra of validated, accepted.
Yeah, that's shifted. I can't tell you how much.
I've been aware of that. So, and I feel like I've been holding the focus, and the more I continue to do that, then I'll just be seeing more and more shift. And that I feel like it's moving.
Yeah, and that's a true statement. And be detached and allow all the greatness to come in, but just be detached from it and don't, you know, it's that that innocuous little place that we go to where we try to make it happen.
Right. Well, and being delighted, like yesterday, this person, the person I met who talked to me about going into the gut, he gave me as a gift. I mean, this is a stranger. I was staying at a bed and breakfast, and you know, we just had a wonderful conversation. And then he gave me a book of Hafiz poems that I'd actually really been wanting. And I was like, wow, you know, what a gift I got, you know, from him. And then he gives me this book. It felt like the magic of the universe dancing.
Yes. And that's another way money and abundance comes.
Yes.
You know, when my beautiful boyfriend took me down to the river cruises to book this river cruise, you know, that wasn't somebody giving me money, but it was a huge financial gift that came into my life. It was an experience that was paid for me. And I needed to acknowledge that financial gift. And a financial gift can be as much as I was parking my car for an audition and I was late and I didn't have any quarters. And this guy got out of his car and he said, and I have no idea why my energy was putting this out, but he said, "You need a couple of quarters, ma'am?" I said, "Oh, my God, are you my angel today?" He said, "Well, I'm willing to be. You want a couple of quarters?" I said, "Yes, I do, because I'm late." And, you know, you got to acknowledge, thank you, universe. You
yeah.
saw my
well,
need, you know,
yeah.
and you came forward for me.
Well, and... So this may be one other last piece. It's there was an element of how large can I open up to receive in, you know, I guess my question is,
don't think about it. Get out of your head. Just say it.
Yeah. Well, it's more up. I'm wondering if the, and if I'm asking, probably not. But do I put a lid on? Is there still a lid on what I'm willing to receive?
Nope.
Okay.
Whatever we've done, you want to, need to, deserve to be as big as you can. Everything tests out. You deserve it. Everything tests out.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, but now and now, you have to take action.
Yes.
You know, you have to go out and go, wow, where can I create? How can I create? How joyously can I create? How can I serve? How can I give? And I'm totally willing to let the universe play recipe with me by giving me money in exchange for all the great stuff that I know I have to give.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Because if you don't allow the universe to pay you in exchange, you are sinning against your own God energy.
Yes.
Okay.
I really get, I can feel that I get that.
Yes.
I
get that you do.
Yes.
And now, again, they say, take action.
Yes.
So everybody listening to this, and you, my beloved person, what can you choose today? What action step can you take today? Make an agreement with yourself today that you're going to do it. You're going to move forward and get those testimonials, for example, onto your website. You're going to start thinking about how you can marketing and market yourself and get yourself out there, right?
Well, and I have a retreat to Yosemite planned that I've started marketing. So I'm going to look for one. I'm going to find and implement one more way to market it today.
Good. And the first thing they want you to do is lay down. And they're specific about laying down and feeling the joy of taking these beautiful people through this experience.
Yeah.
And that is what you market. But they want you to do that first.
Yes.
Okay? So around everything we've talked about, we claim the symbol, I am divine love. Hold on. I thought we were done. Give me a last song. Oh, you know what? They already gave it to me. It's the Hallelujah Chorus this time. And it's an affirmation. So the universe,
hallelujah.
That's right, baby, and they're singing it for you. So go celebrate.
Aww.
The Hallelujah Chorus.
My heart bursted wide open.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Hallelujah for you, for us, for this community, and for this world that is coming into, we're already there, knowing that we are the beingness of this truth. And so it is. Thank you so much, my beautiful person, for serving today.
Oh, thank you, Dee, for all the serving you do. So
thank you, sweetheart. Much
I'm
love
blessed.
To everybody out there.
All right.
Until
thank
we
you.
Speak again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because that's the key to everything. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.